We
are.
We
are.
We are cultivate.
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 We are cultivate.
Pineapple Pizza Podcast discusses the histories, cultures, and beliefs of regions around the world.
These stories often contain mature and sometimes disturbing content that may not be suitable for all audiences.
Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Pineapple Pizza Podcast, where we serve up slices of mythology, cryptozoology, and urban legends. It's an interesting combination of flavors. Weird, but it works. Today, we have a pair of visiting chefs who will be serving up one of their favorites. I'm your hostess, Emily, and with me, as always, are the wonderful, witty, weird, and wicked Ashley and Lindsay. Oh, I went a little overboard on that one. Yep.
Yeah, I appreciate the what you did there, because I definitely didn't put any adjectives in. I was like, no, fuck that. So thank you.
I didn't even plan those ahead of time.
Wow.
Look at you go. Improv, girl, improv.
Please. Wow, that sounded terrible. Please join us in welcoming. Please. Sorry.
Girl, have you been drinking? Oh, that's a yes.
It's not sangria this time.
That's a yes. Boom. We're not on Spreaker anymore, so it's okay.
That was so fucking funny.
All right, roasted for life.
I know. It was so bad. Please join us in welcoming our guest chefs for this episode, John and Patrick from the Dumbfound Dead. Hi.
Hola.
What's up?
Hi, boys.
Hey, girls.
Hey, fellas.
How you guys doing?
Good. It's Sunday night. I ain't got work for the next couple of days, so I'm chilling.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, nice. You're taking a little break, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Lucky must bastard.
Be nice. Right? Must be nice. Must be nice.
Hey, this is coming from a guy who works like probably 12 to 14 hours a day every day, so I kind of need it.
I guess you earned it, I guess.
So the question is it work that's paying you for your time off or the sugar mama?
Oh, it's both.
Both.
It's both. You know, I sometimes I got to have a plan B just in case she realizes one day that, man, you ain't shit. So when she opens her eyes, finally. So I need a backup plan. So I need to work still.
Good plan. Well, are you ready for the line of questioning that we have set up for you tonight?
I plead the fifth, but let's do this.
Depends.
Well, we usually started off easy, but you might need your depends for the second round.
Damn it, you stole my joke, you bitch. Great minds think alike.
All right, well, let's get this kicked off then. Can you tell us a little bit about your show? When did you start The Dumbfound Dead, and what inspired you to create this podcast?
Go ahead, bro. I'll defer to you.
Oh, now, Patrick, great. You actually have to remember.
This is usually John's job, but what was why did we start it? Well, John just hit me up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just like out of nowhere, was like, "Hey, let's start it." Well, John had already been doing podcasts, his own, and I guess you got tired of it, right? Like,
I got tired of it because it was depressing, and I wanted someone to talk.
He's talking to himself.
Yeah. I'm all alone.
It's not good for his mental. So he hit me up, and he was like, "Hey, I have this idea. We should start a podcast on basically Darwin Awards." And so, yeah, that's what our podcast is about. It's about stupid ways people die. I know it's kind of messed up that we poke fun at people's misfortune, but
you're not supposed to do that. What?
Yeah, right.
If Spike TV can do it and make millions of dollars, why can't
exactly.
you guys?
Exactly.
That's actually pretty much the inspiration of it. When we were growing up, because me and Patrick's been friends for pretty much half of our lives, and back when we were growing up, that's the kind of shit that we used to like and enjoy. And we would just be staying up to like 4 a.m. God knows what the hell we were doing, drinking our lives away most of the time. And we would just be talking about these type of stuff. It's like, dude, did you see that one crazy thing about how this person stepped on a freaking rake and all of a sudden like they choked on it? And you know, it's just crazy stuff like that. So we were just like, you know what? We might as well just record these conversations and these types of topics. And that's kind of what it came about. And about almost 2 years later and most of a break that time, here we are still recording.
Did you ever see the one where the ex-felon gets pulled over and he has pepper spray in his car and he's not supposed to have it, but he can't figure out what to do with it, so he shoves it up his butt and then it goes off and he dies?
What?
He's like, what do I do with this? You know, the built-in pocket I have, I guess.
Nature's pocket. I was just listening to your Copra episode about that.
It all comes back to the ass. Yes. Every time.
That's crazy. He could even have pepper spray.
It's technically a weapon, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess. That's insane.
So yeah, don't use pepper spray as a suppository. Got it.
Lesson learned.
In case you were thinking about it, don't do that.
It will not end well.
Good thing you told me about that. As if I was planning.
You got a story now that you can use this Wednesday.
Damn it, now we just ruined Patrick's plans.
Well, you still don't know the pun yet, so which is great. Give me another one. So I don't have to do research either.
Yeah, right? I think there was one where a chick was out fishing and she caught a fish and she was so excited that when she whipped the fishing rod really hard, she was screaming or yelling and the fish came and it lodged itself in her throat. And because of the way the scales are, you can't pull it out.
Damn. Jesus Christ.
Fun stuff. See, this is why we made the show.
Talk about blowfish.
Nice.
Well, you kind of already answered our second question, which is usually about the kind of topics that you guys like to cover, which it's the dumb ways that people die. So I know things have changed a little bit for you guys in terms of when do new episodes drop. It used to be weekly, right? But now it's changed a little bit.
Yeah, it's back to a monthly just because, you know, I have a second show and then life kind of takes priority at times. So there's a lot of things that happen in between when we took a break and we kind of reevaluated. We were like, you know what, let's step back a little bit. There was a phase where we would be putting out six episodes a month. and it was pretty insane. So we kind of took a step back, kind of getting back into the flow of things. If comes to it that we want to record more, we'll record more. If not, we'll kind of stick into it once a month for now.
That's fair enough. We can definitely relate to getting a little burned out on recording.
No, I can't at all. I'm not on the verge of death like every week. It's totally fine.
It's a lot of work to research, write, record, edit. Yeah, it's a lot. But at least you're back. Welcome back.
Yes. Thank you.
So what is one episode of yours that you would recommend patrons of our pizzeria check out first? Or what episode of your show is your favorite?
Go ahead, bro. I know which one you're picking.
was that our first Death by Sex?
Yes, it was episode 3.
It was right. Episode 3. That's what it was. Yeah. Episode 3 was Death by Sex. And the one story was the
horse.
This guy. Yeah. This guy. I guess this guy would go to a stable. Some farmer would let him go to the stable and do the deed with a horse. And he was the catcher, I would say. So the horse would do him, but I guess one time it just ripped him apart and he died.
Alec, how do you think that's ever going to end well?
Not exactly.
Not a happy ending, I tell you that.
No.
I forgot what was the pun, John?
It was...
Oh, that Mustang.
That's right, it was.
That Mustang. Oh, man. But yeah, that's my favorite. I don't know what John's favorite is.
That's always the one I would recommend. The second Deaths by Sex was hilarious, too, where it was kind of circulating around Twitter now. But it was the guy who kind of got ejected out of his seat while masturbating in a highway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
So that one was pretty good, too.
Why? Speechless.
Is it like LA traffic where you're just sitting there? Or are you
full 60, 70 miles
an hour? How do you focus?
It had to be that fast for him to eject all the way.
That wasn't the only thing that was ejected.
I was going to say premature ejaculation.
Yeah.
Ejectedlation, yes.
Oh my goodness. Well, I think that might be it for the easy questions.
Ooh.
So now we're going to get into the slightly tougher ones. What is your favorite pizza topping and why?
Oh.
And yes, there is a right answer for this. Even though Ashley says there isn't.
I insist that there isn't, and I wrote the questions. So, overruled.
Is it only like one topping, or can we build a pizza?
Oh, what's your favorite pizza?
I feel like have at it. We want to know.
Bro, you want to go first?
Yeah, I could go first. I usually do pepperoni, bacon, pineapple, and jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
Yeah.
A little bit of sweet and spice on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's my go-to.
This is sacrilegious for a lot of people, but I hate red sauce with a passion.
And, on pizza?
Yeah, I hate it. I hate tomatoes.
What else do you have red sauce on?
Like lasagna and stuff.
I guess.
Well, yeah, like a lot of pasta.
My brain was always on pizza. Leave me alone.
I'd always get white sauce mixed with pesto. And then for my toppings, I would always get bacon, Italian sausage, pineapple, and jalapeno.
And do you get that mild Italian sauce?
Oh, no, spicy, baby. Come on.
Yeah.
I gotta
get
the spicy. All day.
Drizzled with the barbecue sauce on top of the pesto?
Mm-hmm.
You got some crazy flavors going on there.
I do. Mix of everything. Tangy, sweet, savory, you name it. My tongue has a party.
It's like all the pictures that you share with us on the Slack.
Slack, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be eating. I just had pizza today, to be honest. So
I don't know if he does this with you, Patrick, but he's constantly sharing pictures of food with us.
Food.
And it just makes us hungry. All like, the darn time. You. Every
darn
day.
You, John.
That's us when we travel. Like, me and Patrick go travel all the time, and all we do is eat the whole time, yeah.
Jesus. And drink, I guess.
Drink. That's the only time I drink when his ass is around.
It's because food is so amazing.
I don't know how people can diet.
Right? Mm. Yeah.
I'm going to die from my eating habit. That's what's going
to
happen.
I'm going to die eating.
Yeah, pretty much.
So the two of you were already friends before you started the podcast. How has that affected the way that you two work together?
I think it's for the, like, our chemistry is pretty crazy. Like,
yeah,
we can almost finish each other's sentences, but that's because we've known each other for 15 plus years. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been great, actually.
I think it's a lot of it, too, is the type of humor that we have. It's pretty much go hand in hand. We have the same, like, disgusting humor sometimes, majority of times. And there would be a lot of punchlines that we have that even though a lot of them are very kind of like between us, it's enough that we provide enough context for our listeners to understand it. So they're also in on the joke. So I think that's probably the best part that we have. And I think the most compliment that we get from a lot of the reviews that we had was that they feel like they know us and they feel like we're a part of their crew. So that's kind of the best part about it.
Yeah, you guys do a really good job of even just when you're sitting there bullshitting for the first 15, 20 minutes of your episode, depending on the episode.
That's all we got is banter.
We even advertise him like, bro, that's all we got. We have like 10 minutes of actual content.
But you do a really good job of filling your listeners in on the backstory for everything. So we really do, we know about the crazy parties and the way your dads would get you drinks and all that good stuff. I'll be honest, for a long time, I thought you guys were actually brothers because you introduce each other as your good brother. Because I jump around an episode, so I didn't get that full backstory.
Yeah.
And I was very confused when I found out that you weren't. I'm like, what's going on here?
Well, we kind of share blood now because we have the same tattoo. So
we do.
Oh, do you?
We have matching tattoos along with seven other guys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
it sounds like a gang, but it's not.
It's not a gang, I swear. The tattoo looks like a gang too, but
what's it
it's
say?
Not, I swear. It says Brotherhood.
Oh, okay.
Both ways, so upside down and the right way it says Brotherhood. So
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you have a whole group of people that you've been close friends with for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, since middle school, I would say. Some of us elementary school.
Long time.
So is it just the two of you that have always been obsessed with puns, or was it everybody?
I think everyone kind of has the same... Yeah, for the most part, everyone kind of has the same humor.
Yeah. But John was the one that brought up the puns. And I was like, oh, I think I'm going to start doing puns with my stories too.
Because if you listen back to the first episode, I told the first story. And he was like, what the fuck, we're doing this? And then the next episode, he started doing it. And he started getting better and better every week. So I was like, shit. I came up every time.
Did he do it the next episode and you forgot to do the pun the second time around? I remember one of you guys forgot very early on that you were doing puns.
No.
I think it was me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I forgot. And I was trying to think of one off the top of my head. But mines are always like premeditated, and John always has like the puns that are like off the top of his head, you know?
Mm-hmm. Have you listened to Reddit on Wiki and how Sean reacts whenever?
Oh, yeah. No, he loves it. No.
And now favorite. Josh is doing it too. Yeah.
It's kind of infectious, you know?
Yeah, but it is. Well, why when Josh does it, Sean's like, oh, that wasn't
because
too bad.
I pick on Sean all the time. Like, I clown on that dude all day long. So if he listens to this, just know I will bully the shit out of you all the time.
Well, John, when you deliver a pun, you deliver it and people can tell that you're delivering a pun. Josh is so just straight-faced all the freaking time that you can't tell that he's being... that he's joking about something.
Yeah.
It works out well because, you know, it's like a different flavor for everybody. Sometimes someone will hear it and it's just like, oh, that was very subtle. Like, nah, fuck that. I'm very, like, loud when I say my shit. So I'm like, you're going to know that I'm saying something stupid all the time.
We don't know anything about that. We never do that on this show.
Can't relate at all.
I don't do that every single episode. It's never happened.
All right, where are we? That's a good question.
I don't know, because you went off book, ma'am.
No, I didn't. That was pretty good. I tied in two questions together, and you didn't even see it. So,
no, I did catch that, actually. I'm very impressed. You're smooth.
Okay, so... the next question in line for you guys here. What has been the most rewarding part of working on your show? What have you really enjoyed the most?
The listeners' feedback, I would say, is 100%. It's gratifying reading what people have to say about our work or, you know, what we put out. Except for that one star that we got, but whatever. We're not even talk about it.
They didn't even leave anything.
They didn't leave a
coward.
Yeah, what the heck? They didn't leave no criticism or, you know, whatever. It's fine. Put it behind us. But yeah, whatever. What the listeners have to say, you know, the engagement we get on Twitter when people recommend our show all the time, it's great.
I do hate piggybacking on shit, but I mean that's what it is. What's the word that I'm looking for? It's kind of the validation of people just saying, like, I feel like we put our whole personality out in public, and for people to have such a positive reaction to that and say, oh, I can relate to that. Like, oh, these guys are hilarious. Like, oh, you're part of my Mondays. Like, you got me through this week type of situation. It's it is gratifying because there's so much voices out anywhere. They could have gone take their time watching Netflix, could have took time watching YouTube or read a book, but no, they chose to spend their time to hang out with us in some sort of way. So I think that's the most rewarding thing so far.
You guys get a lot of good interaction on your social media too, don't you? Yeah,
we do. So we have really, really loyal listeners in the Philippines. And it was also a good way for us because Patrick went to school there for some time. I was born and raised there. So for us to be able to kind of connect back with our roots and where we came from, even though like we don't live there anymore or really have anything to do over there, the fact that they resonate and they can still understand the banter that we have, I think that's pretty cool.
I'm sure you keep them laughing because you certainly keep me laughing. The story, oh my God, the scoop-de-doo where you guys were talking about driving while you have to poop, I was dying. Because you can picture it because you know exactly what that feels
like. Like, yeah,
in your seat, like
straight arms out.
Turn green, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yo, I have to turn the music off sometimes. I'm like, yo, I can't. I just gotta, I gotta concentrate on keeping it in.
Clench those cheeks.
Yep.
Do you feel like that would be a valid excuse if the cops ever pulled you over? Like, okay, so legit question. If the cops pulled you over, would you just shit your pants to get out of a ticket?
Hell yeah.
I might.
I gave birth to a freaking 2-pounder over here. What you mean? You want to see? You want to hold it? You want to cut the umbilical cord? Shit.
Officer's like, what's that smell? I swear I don't smoke weed. No, it's not weed.
That shit's loud, like literally.
You'd be out of that ticket so fast.
And I was like, officer, if you had not pulled me over, I could have been home already.
That's when you pray you have leather seats and not fabric.
I know, right? I feel bad whoever's washing, detailing my car, though. It ain't going to be me.
It's coffee, I swear.
The worst smelling coffee ever.
No, it's one of those fancy monkey poop coffees.
That's what I was going to say. It's that shit coffee.
Like cat poop coffee.
Yeah. Yo, that shit's expensive. Yeah, it shit, bro.
That's from the Philippines. The Civic Cat.
Yeah.
What?
Poop coffee comes from the Philippines. It's the Civic Cat. They eat coffee beans and then they poop it out.
Oh, shit. Oh, literally.
Emily always has the best poop facts.
Damn. She got her shit together, I guess.
Depends on if I had my coffee.
She knows her shit and yours too, baby.
So if we were making a summoning circle and we're trying to call you from the depths of hell, what three items would we place into it to summon you?
Oh, you gotta go first.
I gotta go first?
Yeah, I gotta think about this. Hold on.
Damn. So, this is hard. Tacos. Carne asada taco. Or no, actually, no. I'm gonna stick back to like our San Diego roots. A California burrito.
Damn. What the fuck, man?
Bitch, you gotta think of another. That's what you get for going freaking. I'm stealing all your shit now. So a California burrito. Oh, for context, a California burrito is a burrito, but with carne asada, meat, sour cream, guacamole, and French fries. It's amazing.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I want that.
It's so damn good.
Yeah, it's definitely a must try if you guys come out to San Diego.
Yes.
Only in San Diego, nowhere else in California, okay, guys?
Facts. The second one, if I had one, of my PlayStation 5, but I don't have one yet because my wife would not buy me one.
It's because the wife wouldn't.
Yeah.
First world problems.
It's not because it's out of stock everywhere. I just blame it on her all the time. Mm-hmm. My third item, one of my dogs.
Can we count the dogs as a dog pack? Comes as a single unit. Just put them all in there, right?
Yeah, put them all in there.
I feel like, yeah, why not? I mean, you could do that.
Yeah. I'll come back from the dead yelling. Be like, what the fuck did you bring me back?
Why'd you wake me? Yeah. Wait, what the
fuck? I ate my burrito.
What's that in your mouth, boy?
That's the whole reason you come is because they're trying to eat your burrito. Yeah.
That's funny. Let's see. Mine would be... Oh, okay. A 2-in-1 burrito from Lolita's. Oh, bro. For context, it's a carne asada burrito with 2 rolled tacos in it. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. That's so much food.
Y'all need to go to San Diego. We'll put you on the spot.
Yeah, for real.
Emily's face when she has to listen to these descriptions is everything.
What else? A bottle of Hennessy.
Oh, shit. That's what I forgot.
Yep. And my last thing, I guess my gaming PC or my mouse, my gaming mouse. We'll count it as that.
Specifically the mouse.
Yeah, yeah, it's easier. You don't got to carry the whole PC with you.
Call of Booty, baby. Let's go. Yeah.
God damn it, Alan. You could have picked anything easier as they're carrying the PC. I would say those three.
I feel like every guest chef that we've had on here, the very first thing that they put on their list is a food item. Everybody.
It's the go-to.
It's a go-to, yeah. It's yeah. It'll wake my ass up.
It's true. Like, food, it'll bring you out of anything.
Exactly.
If you're going to bring me here, give me something right away.
Exactly. It's like a reward.
You know how much energy you had to expend to get out of the spirit realm?
You got to be hangry.
Calories. Exactly. You want an angry spirit or you want a hangry spirit? Which one you want to fuck with?
Yeah, I think that's the whole thing. You're like, well, if you don't want me to kill you the second I get back, there better be food in there. Like, if you don't distract me for a couple minutes, you're toast.
That's the only way they can have my fat ass show up in a work function. Just like, hey, there's lunch served. Okay, I'll be there.
Free food, yeah, exactly.
Do I hate being there? Yeah, but I'm full, so I'll let it slide.
Especially if they're burritos.
Exactly. Do you enjoy dark comedy, puns, and laughter? If so, come join two good brothers, John and Patrick, as we discuss some of the craziest ways people die. That's so bizarre, strange, and borderline comical, that'll leave you dumbfounded. You can follow this podcast on all major platforms, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. And make sure to follow us on social media on Instagram at The Dumbfounded Pod and on Twitter at TDFDPod. And remember, think ahead, don't be dumbfounded.
All right, well then I guess our last question of the night is, what is the special that you have selected to feature today and why did you choose it?
Ah, because we are on a topic of food. It's actually a great segue. I'm actually going to be introducing, I'll give like a soft introduction for what the creature is, and then Patrick actually has a personal story about it.
Oh my gosh, yay!
He will be our main event. But the creature that I will be talking about today for all you guests for the pizzeria I'll be talking about today is the stuff that nightmares are made of, literally, because I will be discussing the batibat. The batibat is a creature known in the Ilocano culture in the Philippines. In the Tagalog side of the folklore, I'm actually going to refer to it as the bangungot. But I'm actually going to say the bangungot more because it's more in our native tongue. Patrick and I are not Ilocano, so we're not going to be able to pronounce some of the words. But they are interchangeable and they mean the same. But before I introduce what the creature is like, I'll kind of give a brief context to the word bangungot. And according to a Bionity.com article, the term bangungot translates to a bad dream. Bangungot is also a medical syndrome called SUDS. No, it's not soapy. It's not the bubble bath that you take. But it's short for Sudden Unexpected Death Syndrome. Have you guys ever heard of what SUDS is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they have it for... Okay. It's SIDS for kids, for babies.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've heard of SIDS. So yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
So other countries like Japan and Thailand actually observe that as well. And the term for this syndrome, which the former goes by hukuri and the latter goes by laitai. And the feeling of a bangungot is kind of similar to the feeling of having sleep paralysis. Have y'all ever gotten
sleep paralysis?
That shit is wild.
It's terrifying.
I've had it. I always have it when I sleep on my back. Mm-hmm. And I think I've had it probably like 15, 16 times
Jesus
in my lifetime.
You need to go to church, my guy.
Yo, it's the scariest shit. I do. I need burn some sage or something. I don't know. Fuck.
I know. Every time I go, I try to go inside a church, I start getting really itchy. So it's that burning feeling inside of me.
Yeah, right? My skin sizzles, so I don't go in those.
Same. So for those who haven't had sleep paralysis before, I probably had it like one time. It's kind of the feeling that you're in the state of dreaming, but there's something like a force controlling your inability to escape from said dream. It's kind of creepy. You feel like you're awake, but you're not. It's stupid, crazy. So Philippines is actually known as one of the most superstitious countries in the world. Patrick, do you know any superstitions on top of your head that sound stupid when you kind of say it out loud?
When a spoon falls in the kitchen, you're expect a visitor, a girl visitor specifically. Mm-hmm.
I've heard a broom falling means visitor
expect
coming.
A visitor? Yeah. Okay.
I've heard that before.
I've heard that broom one too. Yeah.
What's another one? Oh, one that, you know, when you go to a viewing, like you can't go straight home. You have to go somewhere else before you go home. So you can, like, they call it pug-pug in Tagalog. It's like dust off, white. I guess.
Yeah.
Dust off. To dust off the whatever. I don't know. The bad. I don't know why it would be
a bad
spirit
you
if you're going. Yeah, I guess if they don't follow you home. Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So two that I can think off the top of my head. But the Philippines
there's a
has
ton.
So many. Some are pretty ridiculous. I'm like, really?
Yeah. So I'm actually going to tie in some of one of the superstitions that you guys also mentioned during one of your your Capra episode. You know how you guys mentioned, or you ladies mentioned that when you meet the Capra, when you're in the Capra's domain, you have to say Tabi Tabi Po, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. So there's actually a city version of that where you have to announce saying Tao Po when you're knocking at someone's door, because you're trying to announce to that person in that house that the person that you're when you're knocking that you're human and you're not a spirit.
Oh.
So instead of doorbell, you go, you knock, you say tao po, and that's you signifying to that person like, hey, I'm human, let me in.
I like that.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I thought tao po, like you were asking for a person to come get the door.
No, it means like, hey, hello, I'm human.
I'm a human. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm
going to
start saying that from now on whenever I go to somebody's house.
I am a human.
Hi, I'm real. Please let me in.
I'm not a robot. I did the CAPTCHA test.
I found all the bicycles.
What is an overpass?
I always fail that. I always be missing like one. I'm like, bitch, you know how freaking blurry this picture is? I can't see. There are other superstitions, like eating noodles is a must during celebrations because it signifies that long strand of noodles or strands of noodles signifies long life. And then if you have things missing at home, it's customary to blame it on duendes, which are little tiny creatures or dwarves. Mm-hmm. But the one superstition that I was told when I was growing up is to not fall asleep after eating a meal, because if I do, I'll end up having a bangungot. Which brings us to this terrifying creature. Dun, dun, dun. So according to the Aswang Project article by Jordan Clark, the Batibat or Bangungot can be described as, quote, a huge old fat woman that resides in trees.
Sorry, how did she get up there?
how did the branch not break?
Just see the one branch 30. Is real low.
So for visual purposes on what the Batibat looks like, think Jabba the Hutt, big.
Wow.
Like, huge.
That's a strong tree.
That is a strong tree.
That's no young sapling, that's for sure.
The whole thing's just bent all the way over.
It's all bending over. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. That's where the term junk in the trunk came. I'm just kidding. So... So in the early days where residents would have to chop up the trees to build their homes, it was said that the bangungot would exercise the... It's funny, they don't exercise. They would...
Oh my God. God, John.
They would seek out their revenge by sitting on the chest of their victims while they sleep until their
some revenge.
Run out of air and die.
It's the serial crusher from Boondock Saints.
Yes!
Straight up squats on them.
Oh my god.
And it is said that the only way to survive, according to our trusty friend Wikipedia, is to bite your thumb or wiggle your toes to snap out of the dream phase and awaken.
You can't just throw a Twinkie and make her go fetch?
No. I guess there's no Twinkies in the Philippines, so we might have to throw some pandesal or something.
Throwing candy doesn't work on every spirit, Emily. It's just some of them, and also a human. If it's actually a human sitting on you, they'll get the Twinkie.
Oh, thanks. It's like the version of a cat sitting on your chest, like, feed me, only it's a person. Like, I'm
hungry. That's all she really wants. You ate? Why don't I get to eat?
And I did say that the Filipinos are highly superstitious people. And we're also known, and Patrick can possibly relate to this, we have an affinity for starchy foods such as rice. When we say rice is life, we fucking mean it.
Yeah. Hey, John knows I love me some rice.
Yes. You want to tell him the story about that one time we ate?
Real quick? All right.
Go ahead.
So I went to Dallas to visit John, and we went to a Charger game. They played the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. And before the game, we were hungry, so we went to go eat. We went to Korean barbecue. And at this Korean barbecue spot, you get your own rice. It's like buffet style. So I go get a plate of rice. Like, the plate was stacked with rice. Like...
He pretty much took the whole thing.
A mound of rice. So I get back to the table and I set the rice down on the table. And John's like, "Oh, wow, you got rice for everyone?" And I was like, "Oh, this is just for me, but I could go get you some rice too if you want."
Yo.
I felt so bad.
He took so much that when I came back to get rice, the person had to take out the whole pot and make a fresh
put a new
mash.
One.
And you know what? Another crazy part: we're the only ones in that restaurant that day.
Yeah. And John was like, "There's no way you're gonna eat all that." I was like, "Watch me."
Please tell me you did eat the whole thing.
No, I
ate the whole thing and got seconds.
Hell yeah.
Like, it was bad.
It was just funny. The look on his face when I said, "Oh no, this is just my plate of rice."
Man, to this day. But yeah, that sort of explains why I have a big old gut, because I eat too much rice. But for the longest time, and they might still do this in the impoverished area in the Philippines. I mean, Philippines is a third world country for the most part, unless it's like in a city. Medical assistance is kind of not readily available. But many people suffered from suns. So in a way, having some type of supernatural power surround the death of a loved one instead of not knowing what happened in hindsight, it kind of provided a lot of people with some sort of, I guess, closure that instead of the doctor saying like, "Well, I don't know what happened." So they're probably just going to hold on to that. "Oh, my family member just died." So, but with the advancement of medical terminology and procedures, it was found that the likely culprit of these instances, and this is how me and Patrick are probably going to end up dying one day: mixing starchy food with alcohol. This is how we're going to die. And
you guys are screwed.
We're screwed. All we eat is rice and drink Hennessy.
Hey, that explains all my fucking sleep paralysis.
Just like, "I'm going to get you one of these days."
Yeah.
It's like, "Oh, I've been biting my thumb, wiggling my toes. I'm straight." So a lot of the deaths can be contributed to inducing acute pancreatitis in their sleep. That's pretty much a quick breakdown of the batibat or bangungot. And I think I mentioned earlier, Patrick actually has a personal story. So
yeah,
take it away, my brother.
Actually, I was in the Philippines and I lived there for 5 years. So one of my cousins, I guess he's my friend too. So he actually was on the verge of dying in his sleep. But luckily, someone saw him kind of convulsing while he's sleeping. And so we got in there and they made him throw up. And he threw up. It was a lot of food.
Rice.
Yeah. It was,
Lies,
yes.
No.
So he threw up a lot of food, and he eventually woke up, which luckily, someone found him. Luckily, someone found him and was able to stop it. But I also, like I said, I've had sleep paralysis a lot, and it's crazy because it's always the same. It's always the same dream. There's always like this black figure at my door, walking towards me, and then eventually on top of me, and I can't breathe, or I can't yell or scream. And then I always remember wiggle your toes. So I just start doing that and I'm able to come back from it. But it's the craziest, most scariest thing I have ever seen. And it's always a black figure. It's always the same black figure too. I can't make a face, but it's a tall, big figure.
Slenderman.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. It looks like Slenderman. Just not in a suit, obviously, but...
Well, Slender Man probably don't eat rice. Otherwise, he wouldn't be so slender.
He's on a low-carb diet.
Yeah. He ain't doing all that.
But yeah, that's my story of Bunglewood. I mean, I know a lot of people that have experienced it, but luckily haven't died from it. And like John said, I guess Filipinos... Because, as we said, Filipinos are super... Like, really, really superstitious, and... They need something to blame, I guess, for someone just suddenly dying in their sleep.
Well, I mean, the sleep paralysis demons are common through cultures all over mm-hmm. the world. Mm-hmm. I personally have experienced exactly what you're talking about, where I've been paralyzed in bed and I've seen this black figure standing at the foot of my bed, yep. or I've seen it out in the hallways, and it's always the same tall black figure, and it moves towards you and you can't do anything to fight it, but it feels like you're wide awake, like you're yeah. really there, and there's something standing at the foot of your bed. You don't recognize that you're asleep.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah.
I just got chills thinking about it.
You guys are gonna judge me for this, but my recurring dream all the time, and it's for me, it's signifying that it's my alarm is about to ring or about to wake up, it's the freaking Kool-Aid man busting through the walls. Foolproof. Like,
oh yeah.
He's just like, ooh yeah. And then all of a sudden, the iPhone freaking alarm. It's the Kool-Aid man again. I don't even drink Kool-Aid anymore. So it's like,
get out of here.
I don't even know what's going on. Like, why are you here? I haven't drank you for like since I was five, my guy.
Maybe it's a sign. You need to start drinking Kool-Aid again.
Kool-Aid, yeah. I'm on diabetes. I'm on my way getting that already.
Yo, it's crazy how much sugar you have to put into Kool-Aid, bro.
It's insane.
Oh, it's
might as well just snort the damn sugar.
And it's already sugar. And then you add more sugar.
Yeah, but the sugar high is so good. And then as soon as it wears off, you're asleep. So that works for me.
It's like a 20-minute high, and then next thing you know, I'm like, I need more.
And then you
that
get...
episode... Go ahead, Em. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, and then you get pancreatitis and that shows up.
No, that's not what happens, but it's just like that episode of Parks and Recreation where Andy Dwyer has all that candy in the van on the stakeout. That's what happens when you drink Kool-Aid. You just start yelling, sugar high!
I apologize if I mispronounce it, but Batibat actually popped up. Have you ever seen, it's the Strange Adventures of Sabrina or something like
yes.
that? She popped
Chilling
up in there.
Chilling Adventures of Sabrina? How dare you?
I'm sorry. It's been a little while since I watched it. But that character pops up in there
mm-hmm.
as a sleep demon.
And I think they made like a straight to Netflix or straight to DVD like movie featuring it. So it's kind of known. It's not like the, because I guess the succubus and the incubus are like the sexy version of the batibat.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
They just made batibat the most grotesque fat thing possible.
It's like the complete opposite.
It gotta be for the Philippines. It's big and, you know, it eats a lot of rice, maybe. Yeah. Like, it's fatty. Like, it's just, you know, that's how it is.
Got high blood pressure.
High blood pressure, yes. They have diabetes, pretty much.
Diabetes.
Maybe she's just getting mad at everybody else for eating the food that she wanted to eat.
You know, so,
hey, probably. She wants the food that was in your stomach. That's why she killed you.
Well, that's some pretty scary stuff. A sleep paralysis demons, yeah.
Yeah,
I see that.
You never seen it? Have you ever had sleep paralysis? Thanks.
I mean, I have, but I don't know if that's the Kool-Aid Man. Like, I don't know if it's the actual.
That's sleep paralysis.
No. Sleep paralysis, when it happens, you know that that's what you
exactly.
I guess not then.
Yeah.
I was going to say, am I the only one that hasn't had this happen? Because I'm starting to feel like a freak.
No,
she doesn't want my Red Bull, so I'm safe.
She's like, get that shit out of here.
That's poison. I don't want it. You can have it.
Well, I guess, did anybody have anything they wanted to close out with before we close up the restaurant for the night? Did you guys want to tell our listeners, our patrons, where they can find you?
Go ahead, John. I already described the show earlier.
Well, we're currently only on social media, on Twitter right now. You can find us at TDFDpod. We release once a month, sometimes Mondays, like usually the first Monday of the month, but we're probably going to move it a little bit because the Cultivate Network has like a stacked show on Monday. So we're probably going to move it on a Friday sometime. But yeah, you can find us wherever you find your podcast. Listen to all of them. We have like 50 plus episodes on deck. If you want to have a good time, you just want to have a good laugh, kind of make you question mortality a little bit, but in a fun way where it feels like you're just hanging out with two buddies, then check out The Dumbfounded.
You guys also have, you still have a back catalog of videos up on YouTube.
Yes, we have some. And then I got lazy afterwards and not wanted to do all of it. It's a lot of work.
It is. Like, yeah. Man.
Yeah, so if you want to see our ugly mugs laughing, we also have some stuff on YouTube as well.
I love the laughter. I think it's contagious. You guys crack each other up and you crack up your listeners.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times we just say a lot of dirty jokes and then we end up just snowballing. Like, I mean, the first time we came back, we just started, dirty joke and it just became the recurring theme for the rest.
It was a threesome. Speaking of. Was it threesome?
Yeah, we ended up talking about threesomes for some reason, and then we were just like, you know what, this is going to be the topic for the rest of the show.
Like dropping a jewel in a cup, Ash?
You know what, I'm never going to let it go. That was a beautiful story. You guys totally derailed it. It had nothing to do with that guy's balls. You couldn't stop.
He teabagged the cup.
I am always like the poor sad sap trying to finish my story.
You're just like penis, balls.
It's all right. I get my revenge when it's your turn and then we can talk about nature's pocket and everything's okay.
Well, thank you both, John and Patrick, so much for joining us tonight and serving up a delicious Filipino sleep demon.
Is she delicious, though?
She thinks you're delicious.
Yeah, she does. Maybe you're the meal.
You can sit on this all you want. If you like. I'm ready. I'm tired. I'm ready. I lived a good life. I'm chill.
Oh, don't invite it in.
I'm gonna start eating rice at 9 p.m. every day.
Start sprinkling some Kool-Aid packets around your bed to protect you. Like,
the bitch is here.
A ring of Kool-Aid powder.
Instead of summoning salt, it's just Kool-Aid powder. Mm-hmm.
Do you want ants? Because that's how you get ants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, I think it's about time to close up the restaurant for the night.
Kick us out. Kick us out already, please.
We're turning off the lights. It's time to go.
Bye.
We don't have any more rice. You need to leave, Patrick.
He ate it all. There's nothing left.
Sorry, guys.
Well, I think it's about time to close up the restaurant for the night. Thank you for visiting our beautiful pizzeria and enjoying a slice of something chonky.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's a deep dish pizza, y'all.
No red sauce.
Oh my god, John. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Oh, man.
It's out of them cheeks when it's sitting on my chest, baby.
Oh, no.
I can't.
We're not letting Emily like close the show.
I can't breathe.
Pineapple Pizza Podcast. Sweet and cheesy, no red sauce. Not everyone understands our awesomeness, but we're glad that you do, ?
If you're enjoying the show and you'd like to help support us, check out our TeePublic shop for some amazingly fun and funny merch.
Or if you want to do a one-time donation, you can do that on buymeacoffee.com and buy us a fresh slice, because we can never get enough
of basically anything, if we're being honest.
If you absolutely love the show and you want to check out some fantastic bonus content, you can become a donor on Patreon and earn all kinds of amazing benefits. We have 3 tiers to accommodate almost any budget.
Become a patron today and start enjoying all the perks and extra content right away.
Don't forget, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at PineApPizzaPod. That's PineApPizzaPod.
You can also send us questions, comments, and topic ideas at pineapppizzapod@gmail.com. Remember, there's the 2 P's in app. Otherwise, you're emailing someone else, and I don't want to be held responsible for that.
Thanks for stopping in for some deliciously weird morsels, and just remember, no matter how you slice it,
you're awesome,
and we love you.